Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We certainly have talked about the Hamlin story frequently the last few weeks. I'm going to read the first three graphs from the trip story, which popped up late yesterday afternoon evening. Hamlin University faculty on Tuesday overwhelmingly called for college president Fainisi Miller to resign, saying they no longer have faith in her ability to lead the institution after administrators mishandled a controversy over Islamic art and academic freedom. Jim Scheibel, who's about to join us, the former mayor of St. Paul and now president of Hamlin University Faculty Council, said this to the Star Tribune. It became clear that the harm that's been done and the repair that has to be done, that new leadership is needed to move that forward. Mr. Scheibel is with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Jim, thank you for coming on. Why is the current president, Fainisi Miller, no longer capable of moving the university forward after what has been a significant story, a well-discussed story? And I'll say personally, I didn't agree how she initially handled it. I think it was a mistake. She and the university have pretty significantly backpedaled on this story. Why can't she continue her position going forward?
Well, we spent a lot of time, the faculty, looking what our response should be. And President Miller personally has contributed a lot. Her relationship with students has been outstanding. Her love of athletics, her civil rights background. But we're in a crisis right now on this campus. I had a couple of classes today, and you can just feel it. So there's been injury done, and we need to repair that. I believe we can repair it. We're the oldest university in Minnesota, great tradition. We have students that thrive, amazing faculty, great staff. But it takes... we need to demonstrate, I mean, it's the harm that's been done. We need to show and signify that we are rebuilding and it's a new day at Hamlin. And that's just very difficult to do under the leadership of President Miller right now.
Okay, for individuals who say that when you're president of a university, any university, including Hamlin, you are going to face difficult decisions on a regular basis, and at times, you are going to get some wrong, but you should judge someone in total. What do you say to those folks who don't agree with this decision? And by the way, it's an overwhelming vote to remove her. It's 71 of the 92 individuals like yourself who want her to leave.
Yeah, well, of those who voted, it was 86% of the people. And some of the faculty are administrative people. I don't know how they voted, but the point you made, it was overwhelming. And I think many people, including myself, respect the work that she did. But this is just, it's going to impact students that want to come here next year. It's going to impact the fundraising. And it's just academic freedom is just sort of a cornerstone as well as religious freedom and inclusiveness. We've been built on those, and we need to demonstrate and work to do that healing. And she just isn't the person that's going to be able to help us heal and move forward.
I think a lot of us, and I'll remind folks that Jim Scheibel's with us, president of the Hamline University Faculty Council, on a vote to remove President Miller from her position at Hamline. I think a lot of us...
We ask her to resign.
Yes. Well, yeah, you're right. But so what happens if she doesn't resign?
I guess I don't, you know, I or we don't know at this point. I know she will respond. We sent a copy to the trustees. Part of the message, we wanted to send a strong message. We know the trustees are deliberating and looking and very concerned about this. And, you know, we think the overwhelming vote will send a message to the trustees to take action. I was encouraged after the meeting on Tuesday that the interim provost and other people in the provost office have said, let's move forward. So we're not going to wait. We got to move forward.
But if she says no, if she respectfully says no, I'm not going anywhere, what happens next?
We go on, but I would have great concern about whether we could survive another 5 years with that leadership.
What do you mean by survive?
Be an institution that's thriving and accepting students. You can't, you know, you need students to run a university, and you need donors. And I've seen emails and letters from donors who have said, we're not giving another penny to Hamline.
So are you saying, in your opinion, if President Fainese Miller stays with the school, that 5 years from now, you question if Hamline will be a viable university?
I do, and I don't take that lightly. I mean,
and what is your proof of that?
I mean, we have a good tradition, but, you know, already we're hearing you can't have a strong university without students. And it's also very discouraging to faculty to have academic freedom. So we've got to rebuild. And sometimes, and I do believe we can rebuild. There's some who don't even believe we can do that. But I believe with the faculty, the students, and the staff, the goodwill of the people, we have a great tradition, the oldest university in Minnesota. So I think we can go on. But I didn't take that vote lightly. As I said, there's much I admire. Much I respect about her, but I think we're in such serious condition. I see the division on campus. I see the division in the community. We've got to go. We have to move forward. And I don't believe we could survive without the funding and support and the students that we need. And I love Hamline. And I think that's why this has been so hard on us. People, the faculty, the students, staff, they really love this institution. It's got a great liberal arts tradition in the heart of a capital city. What a great location. But just really concerned that we need students. We need students.
So let me try this. And it's a variation on what I asked before, but I want to try to be as specific as possible. Is this vote only about how the president, and I agree, I think she mishandled it, I agree with how the professor handled it. I do not think this was Islamophobia. I think there are examples of Islamophobia, sadly, frequently in St. Paul and Minneapolis across the country. I don't think this was one of them. But is this only about this, or are you and other faculty members voting about other areas of disagreement with the president? And if it's not just about this and it's other areas of disagreement, what are those areas?
Well, I mean, I do know there are some faculty who last year thought she should be replaced. So, I mean, I don't think that's – it's a little bit like being mayor. You're always going to have some people. And I think you've made that point today. I mean, you're not going to please everybody. You're going to – people take actions that upset people.
Are there one or two significant other areas when you – and you're the president of this faculty, so you know these folks. Mm-hmm. When you talk to them and they say, well, not just what happened with the adjunct professor, but as an example, A and B is another area where we have significant disagreement, and we think she should go because of that. Because I think people are trying to understand, is it just about this, or has this been building for a long time? And if it has, what other examples can you give us?
Well, I think some people, I may not put myself in that category, would question her ability to have a successful capital campaign. There are some who believe that she has not been real supportive of the faculty and seen some of the faculty as not working hard enough. I think they're all working hard. But things do build up. But we're now at a point, a year ago, we weren't on the front page of the New York Times. We were not in The Guardian. We wouldn't be, well, we probably would have some conversations with CCO Radio and others, but AAUP is coming in to the American Association of University Professors to investigate the academic freedom issue. So there's just, I mean, there's a lot of things. And we do value in higher education, academic freedom is a cornerstone, as well as recognizing freedom of religion. And we're a very diverse campus, and we want to make that welcoming. I will say one thing we need to work on is the faculty. We need a much better relationship and connection and understanding of our students of color. But I think we can, the students and faculty can work to improve the teaching that goes on and improve the environment and the safety.
Jim, thank you very much for coming on. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure.
Jim Scheibel, making news, saying if President Miller remains on, he wonders about the viability of Hamline University 5 years from now. Will students attend? Will they be able to raise money? Looking at other faculty members and their questions about President Miller raising money before and her interaction with students. Pretty declarative statement on the viability of Hamline because of this. And again, I think she mishandled it. I think clear judgment should have been used. But to question, and again, he lives it every day, to question if Hamline is going to exist, that seems awfully dramatic to me. We're going to have just a little bit of time. You want to send a text and react to what the former mayor of St. Paul had to say? We definitely take a look at it. I'd love to hear from you. 651-461-9226.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.